Buffalo Bills Combine coverage is presented by Napa Auto Parts. Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store for Napa know-how and all your car care needs.
A few more days on the field for the prospects, but the media portion of the Combine is over, and the run-up to the draft in May continues. Chris Brown here at the Combine, along with John Murphy, and Sunday was the day the quarterbacks and receivers, the show horses, put their stuff on display on the field.
Yeah, on-field workouts for the skill positions, running backs joining them as well. You know, a lot of draft observers have said that thanks to the influx of 100 underclassmen, this could be the best draft class in several years, but not everyone agrees. I spoke with former Bills general manager Bill Polian, asking him if he agrees that this pool of talent is the deepest in recent memory.
No, I don't.
Really?
I think that's highly overrated. I think when we get, even when we get to next Saturday, when we're able to digest all the times and all the heights and weights and all the medicals, we're going to be saying, I don't know if this guy's a first rounder. I don't know if this guy's quite what he's cracked up to be. I think it's going to be the same kind of draft it always is. If you're a good drafting team and you pinpoint players that fit your system and fit what you want, you'll do well. But there is an additional round, whether we call it the third round or the fourth round, of juniors who are talented but not ready to play.
The wide receivers are likely getting special attention from the Bills this week, and there were some standout performances on the field Sunday. Clemson's Sammy Watkins turned in a 4.43 in the 40-yard dash. Marquise Lee of Southern Cal ran a 4.52, and Texas A&M's Mike Evans clocked in at 4.53, which is a good time for a 232-pound receiver. The receiver group here is very strong with a wide variety of skill sets.
Very strong group. I mean, you got guys with different skill sets. You got guys that are size guys. You got some smaller guys that are explosive. And you got combination guys. So there's at number nine or even deeper in the draft, we'll have a choice of some people that will be able to help not only our football team, but E.J. Manuel.
Among the running backs, Kent State's Dry Archer turned in an amazing time of 4.26 in the 40. He is a smaller back, though. The Buffalo Bills are thought to be looking for more of a power back in this year's class, maybe spending a mid-round draft choice on that. But just how important are these on-field drills anyway? Bill Polian says they might be the least important part of the combine process.
If we'd said tomorrow, at the end of this combine, there'll be no more field drills, there'll be no more throwing, no more catching, I don't think anybody would bat an eye. But if they said there's no more measurables, there's no more interviews, and God forbid, there's no more physicals, we'd be out to lunch. We couldn't function.
In the NFL's never-ending quest to tap into technology, the league provided every team here at the Combine this year with the Microsoft Surface tablet to use during the workouts. Bills personnel director Jim Monas showed us how the tablets provide the scouts with instant access to the on-field workouts.
Each team received one this year. It's the first time they've done this, and it's more or less just like I said, real-time statistics is basically how you say it. I mean, they're gonna put all the data in as soon as it gets finished each time, so we can sit in here and have updated 40 times bench press, verticals, all that. Click on measurables, and you have all the players. You click on any player, there's his whole profile from the combine, so we see everything he's done. Three cone drill, bench press, vertical jump right there.
Buffalo's personnel department will stay here in Indy for a few more days with linebackers and defensive linemen on the field on Monday before defensive backs take things over on Tuesday.
You know, the linebacker position could be interesting for the Buffalo Bills, Chris. Doug Whaley telling us Friday the Bills are open to moving Kiko Alonso to the outside, so right. They may be in the market for a run-plugging middle linebacker in this year's draft class. We'll see.
For us, that just about wraps up our combine coverage here in Indianapolis. But stay tuned to BuffaloBills.com in the next few days for more results and perspective on the events here at Lucas Oil Stadium. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for BuffaloBills.com combine coverage presented by Napa.